Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thoughts on juvenile crime? You've been active in the community in a lot of different ways for a long time. Just overall, the causes of it, how to fix it, long-term, short-term, et cetera, before we talk about evictions, because I'd like to get your opinion and your thoughts.
Sure. Thanks for asking. You know, the thoughts about juvenile crime, you cannot put this at the feet of the police department. You can't put it on the school system. This falls squarely on the parents. I know where my child is every second of every day. I know what he has within his room. Parents have to be more responsible, and until something happens where those parents are held accountable, we're going to have more of the same. We can't blame the law enforcement. We can't blame, you know, like I said, the schools. This is a direct responsibility of the parents, and parents have to do a better job disciplining their children and maintaining control of their children.
In order to get parents to do that, which to you, to me, to a lot of responsible parents, that's just what you do, right, as a parent. But for parents that aren't, do you educate? Do you legislate? Is there any way, a combination therein? How do you go about getting somebody who has kids that are just running wild, they don't know, they don't care, to care about their kid and take responsibility?
Well, you know, I don't have that answer right now, but there has to be some type of penalty that is invoked upon the parents when they let their kids just run the streets doing whatever they want to. Right now, we have children that are just out there about, they're committing heinous crimes in the middle of the day and at night. They are carjacking, they are shooting, they are killing people, they have high-powered guns. Where are the parents? That's where the whole thing starts and ends. It's with the parents. They have to have better control over their kids. They have to know what their kid is doing. They have to play a main role in their parents' lives. And for so many, that's not happening right now. And people are tired of it. People want some type of resolution. The court system has to do a better job with keeping these people behind bars and giving them sentences which will resonate with them, where, you know, it takes away the incentive of committing crimes and knowing that they'll be back out on the street within hours.
You're very involved in the community, as I said, and have been for a long time. Is there anything you know of, anything that gives you optimism that anything's going to get better before the end of the year or even after that, that anything is in the works, or is it just the new norm?
Well, you know, I've grown up in New Orleans most of my entire life, and New Orleans has always been a relatively violent city. And I don't see anything that is giving me any type of optimism right now. I talked to police officers who are counting down the days to retirement. They're leaving. I talked to one. He told me he was on the job for a few weeks, and he left because it wasn't what he thought it was going to be. I just don't see any type of initiatives coming forward. to help this situation. You know, we talked about bringing in the state police, but that's just a few of them for a short period of time. It just has to start at home. It has to start with the people who are creating these children and those who are not maintaining control over these children, because they are they're just running the street rampant. Let me tell you, as a hunter, I know how those animals feel at the other end of my rifle. I am always on. I don't let my wife go to the gas station or to the grocery store unless I'm with her. It's just that bad. People are afraid to go out of their doors at this point in time.
Wow. We'll pick it up here. We come back and talk about evictions and your role as First City court clerk. I just realized you are a UNO graduate, as am I, and I think we graduated in the same year, believe it or not. We might have walked together. Austin Batt on our guest. We're going to take a break, come back, 6:50, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Austin Batt, First City court clerk. He spent a lot of his life in public service. And we were talking about the juvenile crime thing before, and I got to tell you, Austin, saying as a hunter, you know how the animal feels now. That's strong, man. Let me talk about your role as the First City court clerk and the moratorium that's going to run out for people as a result of the pandemic at the end of June. Are you seeing storm clouds gathering? Are you, like, seeing the dark clouds moving in and you know what's going to happen?
Yeah, big time. I mean, it's a crisis waiting to happen. Right now, I have 450 eviction proceedings that are waiting to happen in a basket in my office. That's not including what I'm anticipating coming in starting on July 1st. So right now, there's a federal moratorium that prevents evictions for non-payment of rent. Evictions never stop for other lease violations like criminal activity and things like that. But non-payment of rent has been halted. And it's probably been for about a year now. The moratorium was extended a few times, but this one is due to expire at midnight on the 30th. My gut feeling is that it will expire, will not be extended. And, you know, therefore, landlords will be able to come into my office and file evictions for non-payment of rent, where some of them have not been paid their rent for over a year now.
And they got service, debt service on that property, I'm sure. A lot of it's not paid for, so they got obligations as well. What about back rent? I guess that's not technically your department, but do you know what the law says in terms of once people are evicted, do the landlords then pursue them in civic proceedings trying to get their money back? But is there any, if they didn't have the money for rent when they were living there, what makes them think that they would have the money after they're evicted? And how much of a problem is that going to be for landlords?
Well, that's a great point, you know, and nobody ever told people that you didn't have to pay your rent. I mean, it was very well stated that you were still obligated to pay your rent once this pandemic ended and you were able to sustain it and be able to pay it. But we all know that people who have not paid their rent in over a year, they're probably not going to pay it. They're just going to go move and try to go to another apartment complex. But we have had a number of landlords who have filed civil cases against their tenants because what they have found is the tenant has not paid the rent, but they've gone out and bought new cars or big screen TVs. In one case, I had a landlord who told me he saw the tenant at a casino. So he's like, well, how could he go to the casino and spend money there, but he can't pay me my rent? But, you know, it is going to be a huge problem. And I understand it from both sides. And landlords have not had any relief. And they still had taxes. They still had their insurance. They had their, in some cases, water bill and repairs. So I get it from both sides.
So from the time they apply, what kind of time frame is it for your office to actually begin evicting people? Because, oh, I'm sorry, Austin, I got to go. I'm out of town. Time. We got a contest. I apologize to you. We'll pick it up next time, okay?
Just one last thing. The judges evict. I don't want to evict.
Judges evict. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, Austin.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.